The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. A very good morning to you, kind sir. How are you?
Good to you, Abs. My goodness, you're in full flow, eh?
Not even in full flow. But when you listen to your president say things like that, it's like you just sit there and you say, but do you understand that you are the head of state? You are the first citizen of the country. When all goes wrong, we look up to you. I don't think he gets that.
No, do you remember the days of the Madiba magic when finally, I mean, it must have been exasperating for that great man. You talk about shoelaces. I remember the situation where some, when they were integrating with the forces, and one group had black boots and the other had brown boots, and they said, hang on, wait a bit, what's this about? And they marched all the way to Pretoria to find out why this was.
Ah, the golden days.
And this must be something Madiba has to deal with, the color of the boots that the soldiers had. And, I mean, everything, people came to him. But that was a situation in the new throes of democracy. I suppose it more excusable, understandable. But he never complained. He realized that's why I'm president. People expect me to make decisions and get things right.
I know we are harping on now, Jean-Jacques Konish, but when you come to the current president now, Mr. Zuma, what's happening on the 253 million mansion being built in Kandla? I don't know. Am I supposed to know? I'm like, what? What? What did the president just say? He doesn't know. 253 million. Okay. Time is of the essence, Jean-Jacques Konish. The DRC, what's the latest?
Well, the Electoral Commission has said, yes, we're going to have our election December the 23rd, 2018. Remember, Joseph Kabila's mandate ran out November last year, a year ago now. Then he made a deal because of all the protests and so on, deadly protests. Now they say, no, we can't have it, we can't afford it, we can't do this. Now they finally agreed to the December the 23rd, 2018. Oppositions are saying, not at all. Joseph Kabila must step down sooner than that. The whole deal is now hobbled up. They did have some good news. A renegade colonel in Bukavu, Abbas Kayonga, he has surrendered, so there's some hope of a little bit of peace there. But we've had terrible news from Kasai. They're saying, the World Health Organization is saying, the situation in Kasai is as bad as it is in Yemen and in Syria. Can you believe that?
Yeah, interesting times. I tell you that, my Jean-Jacques. And then Niger, what's the latest?
Well, you know, Niger doesn't have jihadis on their territory, but they're very, very badly affected by the Islamist militancy in the whole of West Africa. Now, we have the United States stepping in there, and this has been highlighted by the death of those four special forces troops on October the 4th, along with five Nigerians. And so they're fighting a shadow war against ISIS. But there are no fewer than 800 U.S. troops there. And now they're saying, we want to use weaponized drones, armed drones. They've been using unmanned surveillance craft before, but armed drones, and Niger said, okay, you can use them. So that ups the ante, that ups the amount of U.S. military involvement in that country. How will the jihadis respond to that? They are building an air base and a drone base in the southern city of Agadez, and we'll see what happens there, but it's certainly upping the game.
And if you just joined us in the conversation, you are listening to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish as he continues to give us the latest updates when it comes to the African continent. And then South Sudan, what's the latest there?
There's a lot of tension in Juba. I suppose there's always a lot of tension in Juba. The country's been in civil war almost since it broke from Sudan. But now they're trying to disarm the bodyguard of an army chief, Paul Marong, who was heading the fight against the rebels. But then there was a string of resignations of generals, and so they actually sacked him, and they've arrested him. Now, he tried to make an escape once he was sacked, realizing what was going to happen. He was stopped. Now his bodyguard has been disarmed. So there's a real tension there. Are they going to get these guys to hand in their weapons? What does it mean? All the time they've got problems in Juba, and this is yet another headache.
Interesting times ahead. Monsieur Jean-Jacques, merci beaucoup. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you so much. Do you listen?